Spirit.
That song we can all sing. Lift up your voice. Begin to sing it right now.
Spirit.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Oh, you want to cry out to him? You want to cry out to him wherever you are?
Call him Father.
Come on. Come on.
Father, declare that he's Jesus. The name that never loses
Jesus.
Power.
Simple yet profound message from scripture. I will not be too long. And so I want you to give me about 10 minutes of your time. Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 46 verse 1. I had the opportunity to minister yesterday at UCC campus, and I shared something with them, and I want to share a bit of it with us, because we don't have all the time like they did. And I call it the fourth man. Somebody say the fourth man.
The fourth man.
Or shout to the fourth man.
The fourth
man. I can't hear you say the fourth man.
The fourth man.
So Psalm 46, 1.
Psalm 46,
and then we'll
1.
Do Daniel 3. So Psalm 46, 1. Yes, sir.
God is our refuge.
God is our
refuge.
Come on, shout it. Refuge.
Refuge.
Say, God is my refuge.
God is my refuge.
Say, God is my refuge.
God is my refuge.
I want you to mention your name and then say, God is my refuge.
God is my refuge.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And strength.
He's my refuge and strength. Yeah.
A very present help in trouble.
A very present help in trouble. So three things. Number one, God is my refuge. The refuge here means protection. It means covering. You will not need a refuge if you are not running away from anything. There is no need for a refuge if nothing is pursuing you. The refuge is the same word we get refugee from. We have our brothers and sisters at Budumburam who are or were refugees because they were running away from something in Liberia and they came to seek refuge, safety, and protection in Ghana. The Bible says God is our refuge. What that means is that there are things that will pursue us in life, but come what may, God is our refuge and our protection. The highest form of security you can get in life, it's not in charms or amulets. It's not in guns or knives. The highest level of protection any man can get in life is in Christ, is in God. When God himself says, I am your protection, I wonder what can penetrate through. I wonder what can come through, what can touch you through. When God himself says, I am your refuge, no evil dreams of men will come to pass because God is your refuge. No evil intentions of men will be manifested because God is your refuge. And I want you to understand from today that God is your refuge. God is your safety. God is your protection. Somebody say, God is my refuge. Then it says, God is your strength. Strength. Have you been through an issue where you feel like you are so weak you can't carry on anymore? Have you been through a circumstance where you feel like enough is enough? But he says, I will be your strength. A very present help in times of trouble. There is help and there is a very present help. It's not the same thing. When World Bank is helping Ghana, they are help, or it is help, but it is not a very present help. Because for something to be a very present help, or for God to be a very present help, God himself must be in our situation with us. Feel what you are feeling. Experience what you are experiencing. Experiencing the pain and the tears and the joy and everything we are going through, and offers us help in the midst of the situation he is in with us. There are people who offer you help, but they offer it externally, outside what you are going through. So as good as it is, it can never be compared to help, which is a very present help. Are you with me now? Now, if your heart is broken, and you are in tears, and you are in pain, and people are looking at you, telling you all manner of things, oh, why are you crying because of a man? Why are you crying because of a woman? Oh, clean your eyes and move on. Are you serious at all? They are trying to offer you help, but they are not in the situation with you. They are not experiencing the pain with you. And so the help, as good as it is, is not a very present help. Are you with me now? When you are hungry and somebody gives you money, it is good because it will solve your problem, but it is not a very present help because they don't understand the dimension of pain you are feeling. But it says, as for me, I am a very present help in time of trouble. That is why last week, lady was preaching, she said, she read a scripture in Isaiah 43. It says, when you go through the water, what will happen? I will be with you. When you go through the fire, it will not consume you because I will be with you. The miracle is not in the avoidance of the fire. The miracle is in going through the fire and still surviving the fire because he is with us. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with me. A very present help. You remember the other day you fell ill and you couldn't do anything? He was a very present help. Remember when you felt like you are not getting a job and you are struggling? He's a very present help. Remember the other day where you felt like the relationship was going nowhere, you wanted to give up? A very present help. Remember when the finances looked some way and everything was looking bad? A very present help. He remains a very present help in times of trouble. And that is why the Bible says, for we do not have an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Because indeed, he can be touched. When you are in pain, he feels it. Whatever you are going through, he is in it with you. He's walking the waters with you. He's walking through the fire with you. And he is a very present help in times of trouble. The Bible says in Daniel 3, so for time,
Daniel,
okay, read a bit of it.
Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold.
He made an image of gold
whose height was 3 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits.
Yes.
He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
Uh-huh.
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the princes,
yes,
to
yes,
come
yes.
to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
Mm.
Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the princes were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
Yes.
And they stood before that image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, all people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image
right.
that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up.
Okay.
And whoso falleth not down, and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Okay, let's stop there. So when you go home, please read the whole story. Read the whole account, line by line, precept upon precept. So it would minister to you. Because of time, I don't want him to go on and on and on. Long story short, Nebuchadnezzar has erected an image made of gold. Not brass, gold. Not silver, gold. Not wood, gold. Even Nebuchadnezzar knows how to clad his god in the finest of things. Are you with me now? And he said, first of all, assemble the who is who of Babylon. Assemble the princes, the governors, the sheriffs, the magistrates, all those who matter, all the rulers of the provinces, and let them gather. And first of all, I need them to see that which I have mounted as the god, as the idol. And second of all, when they hear the sound of the instruments, everybody must bow down and worship this idol. How many senses do we have as human beings? How many senses do we have? How many? Five. What are they? Smell, sight, hearing, taste, and feeling. Is that it? If you take out feeling, which requires that you necessarily be touched physically, and you take out taste, which also requires that something must necessarily be put in your mouth, or you put it in your mouth, you are left with three, which don't need or require anybody or anything to come close to you. Because as I am speaking here, you can hear me. If I say, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody sit down. I have just taken over the faculty of hearing to control what you do. Are you with me? I have just taken over the faculty of hearing to manipulate what you do. The two most powerful senses in the spirit for determining the behavior of any persons is the faculty of sight and the faculty of hearing. That is why even when God is taking over a man and the man says, I have come in the name of the Lord, I am a prophet, and he's speaking, he will say one of two things, and I saw in the spirit, because the faculty of sight has been taken over, or I heard the Lord say, or the Lord said to me, the faculty of hearing. Nobody ever says, the Lord smelled, the Lord showed me a scent, or the Lord, I smell something. Nobody says that. Are you with me now? The two most powerful faculties that are used by the Spirit is the faculty of sight and the faculty of the ear. Do you know that I've taught you, you should know by now, that favor is manifested through the faculty of sight. So the Bible says, and so obtain favor in the sight of men. It is activated through the faculty of sight. It is that powerful. In the same vein, somebody can hear something about you. They haven't seen you before, but what they have heard about you will change what they feel about you, even though they have never set their eyes on you. The faculty of hearing, two most powerful. What does Nebuchadnezzar do? Number one, he shows the people something, arresting the faculty of their sight. And number two, he says, okay, that's not enough. Now, when you hear an instrument played, I'm taking over what you are hearing as well. Everybody must respond in this wise. Do you know the enemy is moving in the same dimension in our generation? Showing things and saying things. Am I talking to somebody now? Showing images. There are still images of gold being presented to people in our generation. There are still images being erected. That is why somebody can look at the mother's face and take the mother and say, I'm going to kill my mother for money. Because an image, golden image, has been erected that they are focused so much on that what they do, has been impacted. They have been manipulated by what they have been shown. That is why you have people now coming into ministry, not because they want to touch life, not because they want to impact life, but because they have been shown an image that when you come into ministry, you build houses and you ride cars. So the moment they step into the work of ministry, their whole mindset is that I must get a car, is that I must build a house. Otherwise, they think they are failing in ministry because a golden image has been erected for them. That is why people do all manner of things, and pride has taken over, because we have taught people that this is the image that people must look at. Am I talking to somebody now? We have erected an image to tell people that this is how marriage must go. Images. And yes, what are you hearing? They say all marriages are bad. They say, oh, COVID will kill you. Everything, you hear so many things. But what makes the difference? See, I can say the same thing to him and say the same thing to him. Diane, come. You understand French, right? Okay. Say something in French to Rovi. Let her do it. It should be something that is an action. Okay. Now, sit down. Come. Come and say something else to him in French. That will require an action. Okay, thank you. Sit down. I wanted to demonstrate something to you. The information presented to the two of them might be the same, but the processor that each of them has is not the same. So one is able to process the information in a way. The other person is able to process it in another way, but it's the same information. I'm going somewhere with this. The same information you will hear, that they will tell you and they will tell you, your ability to process them will not be the same depending on what you have on your inside and the recognition that God is my refuge. So when they say, for example, in this family, everybody dies at 40. Somebody will be preparing to die at 40. Somebody will start buying his coffin at 35, showing them where they should bury him at 40. Another person will look at that thing, that statement, and say, this one, my God will use it as another testimony, because I will cross the same 40 and people will see the same information. So the information is the same. And that is why they say, okay, you will hear this sound, and when you hear the sound, everybody must bow down. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego heard the same sound everybody heard. And when everybody bowed down to worship, they were still standing, because their processes were not processing it the same way everybody else was processing it. How are you processing the information you are hearing in this world? How you process it is dependent on what knowledge base, what foundation you have, and your understanding that he is my refuge, my very present help in time of trouble. How do I know this? Listen, when the king Nebuchadnezzar called them and told them, he said, I have heard this and I've heard that. I want to give you another chance. Go and bow down when you hear the sound. What did they say? They said, king, live forever. We will not talk much in this matter, because we know that our God is able to deliver us from this fire. But even if he does not, we will not bow down. They had a certain knowledge and they had a certain understanding of which God they were serving. That thing that was supposed to put fear in everybody, to cause everybody to bow down, just heightened their faith even the more in their God, because they knew that their God could deliver them. So the world is still showing images and still saying things. How are you processing those things? A very present help in time of trouble. I came to tell somebody, God is your refuge. Well, I say, God is your refuge. Whatever information they have given to you that is intended to put fear in you and manipulate what you do, by the power in the name of Jesus, we turn that information around and cause it to yield fruits for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says Nebuchadnezzar was angry, and he said they should heat the fire 7 times hotter. They should make it 7 times more hot than it is or it was. And you see, the Bible says when the men of Vela were assigned to go and carry them and put them in the fire. Now, when they were going to put them in the fire, what happened? They themselves died. Their men died. You see, because if they had not died, it would have been an indication that the fire is not hot enough.
assuming they just went there and dropped them in and came back and they also survived. They said, ah, but even those who took them, they didn't die, so this is no news. God had to give evidence to show that this fire is hot. So let me use these people first. Because they didn't read the Bible well. Isaiah 43 says, and you will go through the fire and it will not burn you. It didn't say us, it said you. They didn't read that part. Just like the Egyptians, they saw the people of Israel walking between through the Red Sea. They saw them going, and they thought that once another human being is going through, then I can also go through. But you see, what works for one man may not necessarily work for another man. That is why the people of Israel survived it, but the entirety of the army of Egypt were drowned by the same water. So they carried them and they put them inside, and they all died. And the Bible says, The thing they had used to bind them, they were burnt by the fire, but the fire never touched any of them. And Nebuchadnezzar comes and says, how many people did we put in there? How many people? I thought it was three. He said, yes, three. But he said, I can see four men now. And he says, one of them looks like the Son of Man. There is a fourth man in there with them. There is another person in there with them. He says, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. And he had to show up physically for them to see that he has come. A very present help in time of trouble. Some people are going to begin to ask, is it not the ladies whose marriage we destroyed? And he said, but there's another person with her. Is this not the man whose job we destroyed? Why is there another person with her? There is a fourth man. There is another man. Jesus Christ is with you. A very present help in time of your situation. Somebody shout yes. He said, I see a fourth man. I see another man. And they are walking in the fire and they are praising God. What was meant to kill you will be a source of praises for you. That same thing will be a source of praises. He said, they are walking through it and they are praising God. He said, did we not put three men there? Why are they four now? Some fires were intended to burn and decimate us, but they will revive us. Those fires will restore us. The fire that burns chaff refines gold. Same fire. That burns chaff, it refines gold. We are gold. They just didn't see us well. Just because they saw us in the dust and saw us in the ground and saw us among soil, they have mistaken us for chaff. But within us, it's a golden element that the fires they think they are pushing us through is simply refining us. Some of you, out of that issue, your career is being refined and being repositioned in the name of Jesus. Your business is being refined and repositioned. Your calling and ministry is being refined and repositioned. Your marriage is being refined and repositioned. That fire that they are expecting to kill you will only refine you in the name of Jesus. That fire that they are expecting to end you will just push you on and keep you going in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I am being refined. I am being refined. I am being refined. We are being refined. They think we are being bent, but we are being refined. If they knew, you know what happened? After that, the king said, everybody must worship their God. Just said, dedication, I useless. If they knew that by going to report them, the Chaldeans, by going to report them and have them put in fire, they will survive, for the whole nation to be mandated to worship Jehovah, they wouldn't have bothered. They wouldn't have bothered. They would have just said, okay, it's your own problem. If you won't worship, be there. And now they even became closer to Nebuchadnezzar. They had access like nobody else. Now, they will have to teach the king the rudiments of worshiping Jehovah. They'll have to teach him the ins and outs of fellowshipping with Jehovah. You have become closer than ever before. Out of that situation, you have been ushered into the realms of glory. You have been ushered into the places where princes and kings cannot even afford. Somebody shout yes. A very present help in time of trouble. What are you going through? He is there with you. Is there with you. When they were about to be drowned by the raging seas, where was he? There with them. Quietly. Watching as things were going on. Sometimes you want him to act fast. For example, if he knew that where they were going, because he knows all things, how many shent quality of the Godhead requires that he must know all things. And so if he did know all things, he must have known that in this boat that we are in, we are going to face issues at sea. And if he did, why then didn't he stop it before the issues came? That's how men think. He must stop it first. What do you think? At the point where they took them and they're going to put them in the fire, why didn't he stop? Like thunder, bam, 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 and lightning and some earthquake. Like something will happen. When they picked Daniel and they took Daniel to the lion's den, when they were about to, there should have been some earthquake and all the lions will die. And they say, yes, that's how we think. But he says, you will go when you go to the water, I will go with you. I want to accompany you through that water. I want to be with you in it. If you don't go through it, how can I have that opportunity to be with you and to cause an expression of my greatness? So the Bible says, in the midst of our weakness, his grace is made sufficient. That there is always that opportunity for the expression of his grace in moments where weakness abounds. And so when there is no avenue for weakness, you are blocking the channels through which his grace becomes expressed. And so he wants the waters so he can go there with you. He wants the fires so he can go there with you. How many of you are going through water? He is going through it with you. How many of you are going through fire? He is there with you. A very present help in time trouble. Lift up your right hand. You want to pray, Father, grant, be that very present help for me in this situation. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Ila da mashanda da basa. Elebro selemanaha. Ibora sande mahashanda. Ebanda la bazanda. Mondina na masha. Ekadabosa. Kanamara sanda hado.
Thank you for listening to the Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. For more of these messages, please subscribe to his podcast and SoundCloud. It's Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. To interact with him, like his page on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr.